find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on the talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 27th day of October, 2005. I think there's only, 60-some shopping days until Christmas. That's right, folks. The year's almost over. Surprised? It's almost as if our lives have been recorded. Somebody plopped our tape into the VCR and they hit the fast forward. You can still see the images, can't hear any sound, still see the images, and it just whips on by. I don't know. Maybe these Planet X people are right. Maybe there is undue influences in the universe and we're spinning faster and we're just growing older. Well, that's nonsense, but where's the year gone? I mean, I would accept that explanation as well as any other. On today's program, Ed Waller is going to be with us here in a couple of minutes. Vermonters planning to secede from the U.S. I will read that to you. But I'm having a little problem here. It's the Vermont Independence Convention. This is on the VermontRepublic.org. And what I see, the Second Vermont Republic, they call themselves a democratic, peaceful, grassroots solidarity movement. I don't know what that means. What is solidarity? What is a solidarity movement? They say it's committed to the return of Vermont to its rightful status as an independent republic, as was the case in 1791, and to support Vermont's future developments as a separate, sustainable nation-state. Members of the Second Vermont Republic subscribe to the following principles. And the one that stuck out at me was number two, direct democracy. Vermont's strong democratic tradition is grounded in its town meetings, which have served as the state's political mainstay for over two centuries. We favor devolution of power from the federal and state governments back to local communities and the extension of participatory democracy to the workplace and the farm. That scares me. Let me get Ed Waller's take on that. Ed.
John.
What do you think about direct democracy in Vermont?
You know, it's just more of the uninformed going out there trying to find a solution when they don't understand what the problem is. And that's why, you know, I know folks on the program have been kind of frustrated with me kind of harping at the same issues, but until you get the paradigm shift in your brain about what happened, what they did, how they tried to get it done legally, you can't go fix this problem. And it's frustrating to hear folks like that who are putting a lot of energy and time, and I know people are picking up and moving all the way across the country to move to Vermont so they can be part of this thing. And, of course, then they want democracy, so that shows you how ignorant they are right out of the gate.
I don't know. One of the third points is sustainability. Oh, we celebrate and support Vermont's small, clean, green, and sustainable, socially responsible towns, farms, business schools. This sounds scary to me.
It does.
All right. We'll take a break here. We'll be back right after this with my guest, Ed Waller, today on the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
For Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
They say some interesting things in here, and it's the usual laundry list of complaints. And I'll leave all the to this and to that out of it. I don't know who wrote this, but it says that since Vermont became the 14th state of the Union, the United States government has become too big, centralized, powerful, intrusive, materialistic, impersonal, grasping, militarized, imperialistic, violent, undemocratic, corrupt, unresponsive to the needs of the individual citizens and small communities. Well, the article, The Vermont Independence Convention, An Impossible Dream or a Vision of the Future? And I was thinking during the break, if we moved the northern border to the United States 3.5 inches to Canada, can we trade that off for the state of Vermont? I'm just joking, folks.
Well, what's interesting is they're wrong, because the U.S. government hasn't, the true republic government hasn't become any of those things, because it doesn't exist today.
Well, something exists in Washington, D.C. Let me read this. This comes from the State House. I mean, this is being done at the State House. So this is evidently just not a ragtag group of people that are going to be out on their soapboxes out on whatever the main street is in Vermont, because they don't have a really major cities. No, there's really no industry up there. And well, they say that the reason why we want to do this is because the United States is threatening the rest of the world. We may have a terrorist attack in this country, and if they're kind of out of the way, they don't have anything up there to attack. So They'd be out of the line of fire, so to speak. James Howard Kunstler, author of The Long Emergency, will be the keynote speaker at the Vermont Convention on Independence to be held in the House Chamber of the Senate House in Montpelier on Friday, October 28th. That's tomorrow. Sponsored by the Second Vermont Republic, the convention, which will begin at 9 a.m. and conclude at 5 p.m., is open to the public and free of charge. They say that this historic event will be the first statewide convention on secession in the United States since North Carolina voted to secede from the Union on May 20th of 1861. Other speakers will include Professor Frank Bryan, University of Vermont, Kirkpatrick Sale, author of The Human Scale, J. Griffith, and I think I can get this right, Grifagnino, Executive Director, Vermont Historical Society Professor Eric Davis, Middlebury College, Shea Toton, Editor, Vermont Guardian, Antonio Robitelli, it appears, Journalist Lee DeVore out of Quebec. See, I knew Canada was involved in this. G. Roderick Lawrence, CEO, Stephen Kellogg, Stevenson Kellogg, rather, in Canada, Reverend Ben T. Matchstick, and General Ethan Allen, actually his real name is Jim Hogue. General Allen is expected to travel by horse to the State House. Now, the objectives of the convention are twofold. First, to raise the level of awareness of Vermonters. Oh, my mouth is working as if it's Friday. Of the feasibility of the independence as a viable alternative to a nation which has lost its moral authority and is unsustainable. That word scares me also. Second, to provide an example and the process for other states and nations, which may be seriously considering separatism, secession, independence, and similar devolutionary, as they call it, strategies. Now, the Second Vermont Republic is a peaceful, democratic, grassroots, libertarian, populist movement committed to the return of Vermont to its status as an independent republic as it once was between 1777 and 1791. Let's all move to Vermont.
Well, they don't even understand what a democracy is, evidently.
Well, it's 51% of the people grousing together and beating up on the 49% that don't agree. That's what I understand democracy to be.
Mm-hmm. So they're already starting out with something that our founding fathers, who were learned, said has never been sustainable. But these guys are going to try and put a democracy together that's going to work this time because they must have the magic potion.
Well, you know, I went through yesterday's program. I had a guest on, Michael Chapman. I don't know if you're familiar with him. But we went through a little bit of the Constitution. I was reading some very good quotes. And, you know, the founding fathers in this country, before it became this country, understood they were searching around for a type of government, and they considered all of them, whether it should be an aristocratic type of government, whether it should be a democracy, whether it should be, you know, some kind of, you know, whatever. They debated this and debated it and debated it. They saw the problems. They recognized not only the problems of the past in government, current, but also future, because government usually does one of two things. It either itself self-destructs or helps destroy the country, or absorbs so much power and becomes tyrannical, pretty much what we're seeing here in the United States today. But they understood. I mean, Ed, I'm watching Bill O'Reilly. He's heralded as being the number one news talk format on cable news.
There's a scary thought, huh?
Well, I'll say that's, it's funny you should say that. That scared the snot out of me because there's Mr. O'Reilly and his baby blues are a little bit cocked, so you never are quite sure where he's looking. But here he is mentioning democracy and calling this country a democracy. Now, I was going to get a little pithy with the guy, and I was going to email him. But I thought, you know what? I'm not even going to bother because I'll tell you why. Because what I would have to say to him, he would never, ever read and put on the air. Maybe I should test it just to prove myself correct. Maybe I will do that. But here's this guy up there talking about this country and what a great democracy it is. It is almost as if there has been an Orwellian memory hole and somebody flushed the memory right down the toilet. And we're not talking, we're not a country here that's been around for a thousand or a couple thousand years. We've only been around for a couple hundred years. And these idiots cannot figure out what kind of country we are, what kind of government we're supposed to have. And they sit around and endlessly debate about things that are, that, as I've said before, you want to get rid of a lot of problems in this country, ladies and gentlemen. You want to have honesty, transparency in government, once again, fiscal and financial responsibility. Okay, let's just reinstitute the Constitution. That pretty much took care of a government that wanted to get a little out of control, as most governments do.
Yeah, but you've got to make that next leap and realize that the government isn't going to reinstitute the Constitution. Only one entity of authority can do that, and that's us. But we have been so dumbed down by them controlling the educational system that we don't even realize we want a constitution. We don't understand why you don't want a democracy. And that's the scary part. How can you trust people with sovereignty and power when they've been so diseducated that they don't understand the terms, they don't understand the framework of the discussion? Where do you go?
They have no understanding of anything. And like I said, I mean, we've got a democracy basically in this country right now because they've thrown the Constitution out. The Fed and the state and all the little incorporations, all the little municipalities that have become corporations for the benefit of that shared expense or dollars, they've all, this, Ed, what the heck has happened to people? I mean, what in God's name is going on in this country where only after a couple hundred years people have forgotten where we came from and how we've got so great, so big, so fast, and was the envy of the entire planet? What are these people thinking that they watch talking heads and politicians sit around? I mean, why don't they just call it a fascist government or a communist government? As much as them calling it a democracy, people should be inflamed.
But they have to keep the illusion up that we're still a great country. I mean, look at the statistics. We're the world's largest debtor nation. We have a declining educational standard. Our monetary system is collapsing. Our greatest export is now agriculture. I've just given you the profile of a third world country. Now, it doesn't take too long that once you live the profile, sooner or later, you're going to become that third world country. Just nobody got the email, John. They're not paying attention.
What amazes me is the American people that will accept anything. What are they doing? What are they thinking? Do they think that their lives and their own little thoughts between their own little ears is tantamount and most important in the universe, that they don't even pay attention to what the hell's been being stolen right out from under them? All the years I've been in broadcasting, I've been trying to figure out the psyche of the American people. I've been trying to get my little mind wrapped around of how they view things and why they react or not react to certain things. And I got to tell you something. I am mystified. I am dumbfounded. I just don't believe what I see going on. You would think that there would at least be a little band, a rabble-rousing little band running around all over the place, shooting their mouth off, causing trouble, probably speaking the truth, but at least something, some aberration out of this so-called normalcy that we have right now, that we accepted this daily servitude in this new form of government. You would think somebody, somewhere, would be grabbing somebody's attention by saying, look, this is what we've got here. But it's all being done very quietly. Ed, I've been doing this a lot of years. And I hear people and what they're saying. I'll sit there and listen to them, agree with what you say or I say, and say, yeah, no, that should be that way. But here we are, as you said. We're not going to have somebody in the federal government stand up and make the declaration, look, we screwed up, we're going to give you the Constitution back. They're not going to walk away from the de facto government that they've set up. But here's my point. How do we take it back? And through what mechanism? That's what I want to talk about. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
I hope there's a way out of here, because I just called the number that's on their website, and I got some phone recording, and I just basically said, have you people lost your minds? I said, what does libertarian have to do with this, and what does democracy have to do with anything? Do you hate a constitutionally limited form of government, something that binds the feet of these critters in Washington, D.C., and also in your state house? What are you people thinking up there? I mean, I'm spending a lot of time on the program right now. I'm calling it during break. I'm laughing because you people don't understand government.
There are no statesmen, John, and usually when you dig down in the bottom of these things, you find out that somebody's actually maneuvering for their own benefit and gain. I hate to say that, but that's usually what I find, is that somebody's setting this thing up so they can get the upper hand and they can make some money on it, and the thing will implode on its own, and usually they'll put some agent provocateurs in there to make sure that it does implode.
Well, I don't know who James Howard Kunstler is. I don't know. I have never heard of any of these people that they've... Reverend Ben T. Matchstick? I mean, come on, man.
I think he's afraid to use his real name.
Well, at least General Ethan Allen, which They've named a furniture company after him. at least this guy gives his real name. His name is Jim Hogue. Look, I know that we've talked about this issue before, Ed, and I'm in a mood today that I'll even take you on. I don't care.
Go for it.
All right, man. Look, what is the deal here? How do we get our constitutional government back on track? And don't tell me we can have a parallel government and everybody can have a choice of what kind of government they want to belong to, because you know, as well as you're sitting there right now, that the two would be incompatible, too confusing, and destructive. So how do we go about knocking on Washington's door, our state house doors, and saying, excuse me, you holders of the bankruptcy, you trust holding people, we've learned your gig and your grand plan here, we're tired of your stinking little corporation, the debt that you've involved yourself and eventually us.
Made us sureties for, yeah.
Exactly. Here's the question. How the heck do we get this done?
Well, as we've said many times on this program and others, it's going to take numbers. It's going to take education. It's going to take hard work and people sticking their necks out. Now, by way of an announcement, the book is written. It's in edit now, so I'll be getting with you in about a week or so to take on the next steps that you and I have talked about.
Okay.
This is our effort to at least inform people that they have a choice. You can either play in their game and be one of their systems, or you can step aside. Now, yes, I believe their system will fail on its own and implode on its own, because once people see that, hey, I don't have to go over there and be surety, and I know what they've done to me, how they've lied, cheated, stolen, you know, destroyed lives, put people in jail when they had no authority to, it just goes on and on and on. Once people see that and they become aware of that, they're going to want to look for something else. But there are those people, John, who...
They're looking for it in Vermont, and they found it. They called it democracy.
there you go. There are those people who are going to stay and want to stay in that system because they have so much... You know, it's just like when an animal is captured out in the wild and he's raised up, and they're so worried that he won't be able to protect, defend, feed himself out in the wild. You got the same situation here. People who want freedom, who we think would be born into, you know, taking care of their own life, have so been taken care of for so long, they can't go out there and figure out how to make it on their own.
Do they even know that they're a slave? That's my question. Do they even know what's even happened to them?
No, they've been told that we need a social safety net, that to be a compassionate society, we have to do this, we have to do that. They don't know any better. And the truth would be so destructive to their psyche, their worldview, as I call it, they can't handle it. They had to get up in the morning and face themselves in the mirror and say, my God, I've been living a lie. You know, my God, how could this have happened in this country that I've been told since I was a wee babe in diapers was just the freest, most wonderful country on the face of the earth? How could this be? And they can't handle it. So we're doing, this is shock therapy.
This is bad for a talk show host. I'm almost speechless. You know, Ed, we've discussed the differences between a democracy and a constitution.
Mm-hmm.
We have talked about this. We have evidence, and I'm talking, if you were to lay it end to end, it'd be as long as Scott Paper Company's toilet paper rolls placed end-to-end. It'd probably encircle half the universe. With all of the things that have transpired, all the, let me be kind here, all the mistakes that have been made, we are literally, and you said it correctly. You know, I was thinking about this today before the program. Best way to describe the situation we're in right now, and you said it. We are no better right now than some backwater, ill-educated, unadvanced third world country.
We're worse off.
We have the set. I liken this to a Hollywood set. I'm waiting for the guys to come out and clear the set and build a new set for the next shoot. Because that's all that it is, ladies and gentlemen. What you're seeing today is an illusion. The Republic has been gutted along with the country.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I pledge the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy for which it stands, one nation under, well, we can't say God anymore. He's been thrown out. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all, except where prohibited by law. Democracy, folks, operates by direct majority vote of the people. When an issue is to be decided, the entire population votes on it. The majority wins and rules. A democracy is ruled by majority feeling. What the Founding Fathers described as momocracy, by the way. And I'll give you an example. In a democracy, if the majority of the people decides that murder is no longer a crime, murder will no longer be a crime. And it's just that simple. In a republic where the general population elects representatives who then pass laws to govern the nation, a republic is ruled by law. Our republic is a form of government where power is separated. Our Founding Fathers, by the way, knew that people are basically weak, sinful, and most definitely corruptible. Just check the papers and look at Washington, D.C. today. And they pit men against each other, making it difficult to pass laws and make changes. Well, what do you think the chances are? And this is exactly what's going on today. People watch their evening news. They watch the talking, the glossy, on the beautiful little well-lit sets, well-paid talking heads that have this sense of, I don't know, it almost looks genuine and real, and they seem sincere, and They drone on and report day after day after day, but generally not about anything that's really significant about what is wrong with this country and how it went wrong. We'll all just debate, and then we'll bring in liberals to debate conservatives, and then we'll bring in the moderates to, you know, to do whatever. Everything is being everything. If you notice on the news, ladies and gentlemen, everything is boiled down to politics. Liberals versus conservatism, or the left versus the right. No, it's wrong versus right, not left versus right, or whatever. You know.
But if you point out the the shortcomings and the weaknesses of the government, you are then determined to be anti-government. And somehow that's a bad thing. I mean, look, like, you know how smart the founding fathers were.
I'm sorry I'm laughing. I just find this whole thing so ridiculous.
You'll probably be able to tell me where this sentence comes from, John, but prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Where's that from?
Well, I think that's from the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America on July 4th, 1776. Am I wrong?
You are absolutely right. But they knew back then that we were likely to sit back on our tail feathers. Somebody on your network used that term recently. I like that.
Tail feathers?
Yeah, tail feathers. Sit back on our tail feathers and just say, hey, we're going to put up with it. You know, we don't know what to do. We're afraid. Our neighbors tried to stand up and make a big stink, and, man, they lost everything. They lost their house. They lost whatever, you know, they want to claim that was so valuable that they lost, including their life or their dignity or whatever. And they're afraid. They don't know what to do. They're frustrated. They don't know what's wrong. You know, find your scapegoat, but there's one there for everybody.
Well, I was just thinking today. I was driving into the network today, and I read the Austin Un-American Statesman, and they had a story about Williamson County, that they're going to, at light speed, full speed ahead, they're going to put in more toll roads. And I'm driving my car, and I'm thinking, let me see. Gasoline is $2.50 a gallon. I'm going to have to pay to get anywhere quickly in Texas here. It almost seems part of the sustainable development that this is going to be cost prohibitive to even get in your car and even drive anywhere. And I'm looking at this situation, and I'm going, well, wait a minute. If we did have a democracy, let's just say, for instance, we did for one day have a democracy, and we had a vote on toll roads down here, I'm sure that 51% of the people would fall out and say, you know what? No, I paid too much in taxes anyhow as it is. You people in government better get your ducks in a row and spend your money more wisely or whatever. We always hear the same rhetoric when somebody suggests an increase in taxes to pay for something. But, you know, these people of this corporation, under the guise of doing this for the, shall we say, the improvement and the betterment of the people of Texas, have decided all unto themselves through the Department of Transportation that we're going to put in toll roads down here, we're going to alleviate traffic problems, and by the way, you're going to have to pay for it. Now, these roads that are being built at light speed, I got to tell you, at light speed down here, any other road improvements in the state of Texas right now are moving at a snail's pace. But this money is right there. They're building these toll roads. I mean, my God, even in a democracy, 51% of the people down here in Texas would say, you know what, stick that toll road where the sun doesn't shine. But the corporation has decided that for the betterment and the structure of their government and society in general, that they're going to do these toll roads, and it's still going on. There's no way, apparently, to stop these clowns from doing it. The money has already been spent. The contracts have already been signed. The heck with the people of Texas going, you know what? We don't like this. They have no voice.
What about all the signs on the highways now, what they call their Amber Alert signs?
Yeah.
Training us to respond to a sign. I mean, what authority does that sign have over me?
It's straight out of Orwell.
Absolutely.
It is straight out of 1984.
And pretty soon you'll have, but the sign told me. Well, I have to do. Excuse me?
Well, for the ignorant people down here in Texas that looked at these Amber Alert signs and said, well, gee, that might be a pretty good thing if a child gets kidnapped in North Carolina. We'll know about it down here in Texas.
Okay.
These people believe that these multi-million dollar road sign projects were being put up because somebody felt badly that a child got kidnapped. Oh, the horror. It's always about the children. And these dumb clucks down here thought, well, yeah, that's what it's going to be used for. Immediately when I saw those signs going up, I'm going, no, this is going to be used by Homeland Security. This is going to be used by any agency that wants to put out a stop them at all cost type of deal. I don't care whatever the state deems the next criminal to be. I'm not talking about murderers or bank robbers here. I'm talking about somebody that offended the state in some respect and broke one of their unconstitutional laws. Congratulations. Your vehicle, the plate number, maybe even your name goes up on the billboard, and then we have the witch hunt. The uninformed, stupid Texans down here looking for that bad guy. I saw it on the sign. It's official. Oh, my goodness. This is making me ill, physically ill.
It should. Why isn't it making more people physically ill?
Because they're either too damn stupid or too damn lazy to reacquaint themselves with a government that works. Is that a simple enough question?
I was just wondering if you'd get it on out.
Let's go to the phones. My temperature is rising, and so is my blood pressure. Dave Wilson in Arkansas. Hello, Dave.
Hi. Hi. You know, your earlier statements regarding being mystified.
I'm somewhere between mortified and mystified.
Well, you know, I've been cogitating on that for a long time, John, and the only conclusion I can come to is the fact that too many Americans do not want freedom, that they are very, very happy in their little servitude positions to live at someone else's expense because they're too afraid to take responsibility for their own actions.
Well, Dave, I don't know if that's true, though. I mean, because think about it. If you were to walk up and ask anybody that you run into at your local Stop and Rob or, you know, local bank or whatever, if you were to ask them, you know, this is America, do you think you're free? And they would say, well, of course I am. They actually believe that they're free. They don't think of themselves as being a slave or being impinged upon or whatever the case may be.
Well, that's the most effective form of slavery, the man said once a long time ago, isn't it?
That's right. You're exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then you just start asking them, okay, start a business, build a house, get a dog. You start going down the list of everything you have to get a license or permission for. Then you say, well, how can you be free?
Well, my response to them would be, you think you're free, huh? Then why are you slaving for the government half of the year then, when you don't have to?
Although they'll complain about paying taxes, but they have no idea how they're being taxed, under what authority. They have no idea where the money's going. I mean, I would safely say that 99% of the people here in Texas don't even know of the comprehensive annual financial reports where the government socks away all of its holdings.
Billions and billions and billions.
And the public believes that every bill is paid through levying some sort of tax.
Well, that's what gets me on the stupid boob tube. Once in a while I watch it, that the taxpayers get it again. Bull crap. None of the income tax money collected goes to the federal government for the services people expect.
It goes to the juice that the irresponsible ones have done through the private money corporation. It's paying the juice on the money that they have borrowed, can even call it money.
All that usury. That's forbidden by Christian law, by the way.
Well, you know how serious these people are about keeping this game going. I mean, look what they did to Jesus Christ 4 days after he lost it and flipped out in the temple.
Absolutely so.
You know, so
after a bogus trial.
Well,
Irwin Schiff said, I'll plead guilty to anything you want. Just show me the criminal statute I violated.
and you know what? A caller called in the other day that's been court-watching on the Irwin Schiff trial. They did the same thing to Irwin as they did to Dixon Cannon out of Fort Worth, Texas, with Aeroplastics Company.
Would not allow the law to be divulged to the jury.
Bingo. Because the jury even asked the judge, can we see the law? And the judge basically told them, no, you can't.
Well, the true fact of that matter is very simple. There is no liability statute imposed on Subtitle A income tax, period.
That's correct, but it also doesn't apply to you. But the problem is you've got a system which is willing to destroy people's lives, incarcerate them, destroy marriages, homes, etc., to keep the lie going.
Okay.
Now, if that's not evil, I don't know what is.
Okay, two more quick points. That word allegiance, here's Black's Law, fourth. Obligation of fidelity and obedience to government in consideration for, in consideration now, for protection that government gives. Oh, really? Well, they have breached the contract, I would say, and I owe them no further allegiance whatever.
Well, the thing is, they're not a government. You co-opted into it. You know, we could go back all down all those roads again that
I
don't want to hear about, but...
I opted out of that business.
People have to understand they're not in Kansas anymore. And until they do, they can't get their bearings and their orientation to a lawful system of government back to where it needs to be.
Well, nationality is a question of birthright. Citizenship is a question of choice. And by election, I choose not to be a federal citizen or citizen of the United States, 14th Amendment and all that garbage. And I cannot be forced or compelled by specific performance to be a member of a body politic without my consent.
But they will tell you, now the system will tell you, the corporation will tell you, and its little henchmen, these little black-robed whores sitting behind these elevated desks, will sit there and tell you that you're wrong. You will comply. And they will either, in the extreme case, you might get shot down. In a more realistic case, you're going to end up in jail. You're going to end up in some mental ward because you're some kind of mental deficient. You can walk into any court in this country with wheelbarrows full of documents, true bona fide documents explaining your position, what this government's supposed to be, and that the judge will sit there and look you straight in the face and say that you're some kind of mental incompetent.
Well, you know, wasn't that the statement of Mao Zedong? Politics comes out of the end of a gun barrel.
We are an occupied, conquered people.
We're conquered if we choose to believe so.
You know, I was angry enough last night that I almost, as I said, emailed Bill O'Reilly. But you think about this. How ignorant are these people? That they're sitting up there now, do they actually, here's the question I have, do they actually believe what they're saying? Or are they being told what to say? Or there has got to be a ton of people that are watching somebody like this Bill O'Reilly character that they scraped him up out of some Newsmax show, spiffed him up a little bit, gave him a big budget, and there he's off and running. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this, and his show is the most popular cable news show, period. Hannity and Combs that follows him on Fox News, they don't have the draw that Bill O'Reilly has. But here's this guy telling the world, I mean, he's so well-versed in everything, and he asks the important, poignant questions and the hard-hitting stuff, and he'll intimidate and really get in there and mix it up. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this guy and I'm thinking, you know what, I would like 5 minutes in a room with you. Just 5 minutes.
Well, I consider those people to be nothing more than Judas goats.
Yeah, but the question comes back to, again, do they know what they are? And what are the people have got to be emailing them. They've got to be faxing them. They've got to be trying to call the producers, whatever else, and saying, you know what? This guy that you have up there, at best, is misleading people. You know, his ignorance level of law and constitution, to me, is almost astounding. I have never, you know, well, obviously, because the guy last night said, you know, this country's a democracy.
Well, just ask who is the father of all lies. How about Satan? These are just minions of Satan. It's just liars.
And, John, why do you think most of these people are all members of the CFR?
Sure. Like
they do know the truth. They do know what they have to say, or they come off the air and they lose all their privileges and their lifestyle.
All right. Without me going to jail for committing some heinous crime against its state or its citizens, what the hell do we do about people like this? What do we do with the system that's constantly disinforming and lying to the American people? Can I walk into a court and file a suit against somebody like this? That he has a I don't know if it's written into his contract or it's some unwritten golden rule in media broadcasting, but there's a line that you don't cross. And that line that you don't cross is by professing ignorance that it's so astounding that it makes me ill just to listen to it.
I know. I wonder, let's see what the grand jury does tomorrow.
That's
a joke.
Don't hold your breath. I'm gonna tell you what, they're going after the two guys. They're going after the two guys here that are the most expendable.
Well, they had to find some scapegoat to cover up for Bush and Cheney.
And I think this is doing nothing more. And I don't think it doesn't have anything to do with Iraq War. This is not a red herring they're throwing out to get Bush off the hook about Iraq. Because, hell, even the United States Congress know it was illegal, but they didn't care. They just gave the guy preemptive powers. It didn't matter to them.
Well, the U.S. Congress, in my opinion, is the greatest weapon of mass destruction of individual freedom and liberty ever made.
Well, that and Mr. Chertoff that's leading the band up there. Hey, look, thanks for your call, Dave. I appreciate it. We'll be back and we'll take more of your calls. What's going on, folks?
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-MUSE, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Indulge me here for a few moments. The official definition of democracy. Now, there were sections and reproductions taken out of the 156-page book officially compiled and issued by the U.S. War Department, this is before they became the DOD, on November 30th of 1928. And the reason why this was put in this training manual, ladies and gentlemen, is because soldiers that were taking the oath to defend their country against enemies both foreign and domestic, and in support, direct support of the Constitution. Now, on November 30th, 1928, setting forth exact and truthful definitions of democracy and of a republic, explaining the differences between the both. Now, these definitions were published by the authority of the United States government and must be accepted as authentic in any court of proper jurisdiction. Notice I said proper jurisdiction. These precise and scholarly definitions of a democracy and a republic were carefully considered as a proper guide for U.S. soldiers and U.S. citizens by the Chief of Staff of the United States Army. Such definitions take precedence over any definition that may be found in present commercial dictionaries, which have suffered, shall we say, periodic modification to please the powers in office. Now, shortly after the bank holiday in the 30s, hush-hush orders from the White House suddenly demanded that all copies of this book would be withdrawn from the government printing office and Army posts themselves to be suppressed and destroyed without any explanation. This is the beginning of the complete control of the government from within, not from without. Now, the manual supersedes Manual of Citizenship Training, the use of the publication, The Constitution of the United States by Harry Atwood, is used by permission and courtesy of the author. Citizenship, democracy, and you said it earlier, you mentioned license. A government of the masses, authority derived through mass meeting or any other form of direct expression, results in mobocracy. Attitude toward property is communistic, negating property rights. Attitude towards law is that the will of the majority shall regulate, whether it's to be based upon deliberation or governed by passion, prejudice, impulse, without restraint or regard to consequences. Always results in demagogism, license, agitation, discontent, and eventually anarchy. Citizenship republic. Authority is derived through the election by the people of public officials best fitted to represent them. Attitude towards law is the administration of justice in accord fixed principles and established evidence with a strict regard to consequence. A greater number of citizens and the extent of the territory may be brought within its compass, avoids the dangerous extreme of either tyranny or mobocracy, results in statesmanship, liberty, reason, justice, contentment, and progress. It is the standard form of government throughout the world. A republic is a form of government under a constitution which provides for the election of the executive and the legislative body working together in representative capacity, have all the power of appointment, all power of legislation, power to raise revenue and appropriate expenditures, and required to create a judiciary to pass upon the justice and legality of the government acts and to recognize certain inherent individual rights. Now take away any one or more of these four elements, and you are drifting into autocracy. Add one or more to those four elements, and you're drifting into democracy. Do people care? Do you care? What are you going to be celebrating next July 4th? Hail to the chief. Drink your beer, slosh your beer, fire up your barbecue, shoot off some fireworks, and you're celebrating what? Your freedom? Your liberty? Or is this just like a remembrance of the past? You know, we just keep doing it every year because, well, we did it last year. And then people don't even have a clue as to what they're supposed to be celebrating. To them, it's just turned into a drunken barbecue with some fireworks at the end of the evening. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up along with your phone calls right after this. Every time I talk about this, I just get madder than a wet hen. We'll be right back.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.